Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, folks, but Trump's cabinet picks look like the casting call for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest if it was produced by Halliburton. You've got billionaires running departments they've spent their whole careers trying to dismantle. It's like putting Count Dracula in charge of the Blood Bank's customer loyalty program. Thanks for your donation, Dave. Stick with us, and after your 10th pint, the coffin's on us. You know something, folks? Watching these confirmation hearings is like watching a penguin try to fuck a football while juggling chainsaws. These nominees have more conflicts of interest than a proctologist with Parkinson's doing a prostate exam in a fucking earthquake. I haven't seen this much shameless finger pointing since my girlfriend's 3-year-old nephew found the chocolate cake in the fridge. And the education pick? Sweet mother of fucking Christ, she's got about as much experience with public schools as I do with celibacy. It's like appointing Colonel Sanders as the head of PETA because he wants PETA chicken. The only teaching qualification she has is explaining to her yacht captain why she shouldn't park next to the pool people's boats. The only thing she knows about student loans is that her family yacht probably costs more than the combined student debt of Rhode Island. But hey, at least we've got a Secretary of State who's got a friendship medal with Putin. Hey, that's like getting a sobriety chip from Keith Richards, folks. The last time we saw this much Russian influence in American politics, Rocky was fighting Drago while Gorbachev was watching from the cheap seats. The Treasury nominee? This guy foreclosed on more homes than Hurricane Katrina. He's got the kind of moral compass that makes Machiavelli look like Mr. Rogers. He could find the profit margin in a soup kitchen and still sleep like a baby at night. I haven't seen this much Fox's Garden Henhouses since, well, ever. You know what the truly terrifying part is? Half the country's applauding like seals at feeding time. Look at all these successful businessmen. Yeah, successful like a tapeworm is successful. Growing fat while the host gets weaker by the day. But hey, what do I know? I am Kyam, sitting here watching the same reality show as the rest of you schmucks. Of course, that is just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I'm not.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I like your style, dude.
Hell yeah.
Not bad, not bad.